Good morning from WRVO. I'm Jason Smith. It's 6:04. The state has selected a site in the rural Seneca County town of Tyre for a casino. But residents there who are opposed to the development project are not giving up the fight. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
James Dolly of Casino Free Tyre says his group is disappointed. The State Gaming Location Board agreed to offer the Rochester-based Wilmorite Corporation a license to open up the Lago Resort and Casino.
The whole dynamic of our town will totally change. It will cease to be Tyre.
So these opponents will take their case to the courts. Two lawsuits filed earlier this year were dismissed and now are in the appeals process. There are a number of issues involved, the way the town board came to approve the proposal, and also environmental concerns ranging from the effects of the casino to a nearby wildlife refuge and the impact on the Amish community that calls Tyre home. Attorney Mario Fratto is representing the group. He says this is only a recommendation, noting there still needs to be an environmental review and a criminal background check on Wilmorite. He calls the whole process fishy, suggesting it doesn't make sense that the board settled on a plan proposed by a deep-pocketed developer for Seneca County instead of proposals from the more economically depressed Binghamton area.
The decision alone to select this project is a red flag on if they actually were following their criteria or if this wasn't something that was predetermined and that really the formalities were just that, you know, just the formalities, and the decision had been made before this process even began. And that's something we're going to be looking at.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.